read a couple of verses firstly in 1 Corinthians.
我们先翻开几处的圣经, 哥林多前书,
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节,
God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的, 你们原是被他所召, 好与他儿子, 我们的主耶稣基督, 一同得分。
And then, let's turn to the last book in the New Testament, Revelation, chapter 22.
我们再翻开启示录, 22章。
And we'll read verses 14 and 15.
14-15节。
Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city. Without are the dogs and the sorcerers and the fornicators and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and makes a lie.
启示录22章14-15节，那些 洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。城外有那些犬类行邪术的，淫乱的，杀人的，拜偶像的，并一切喜好说谎言，偏造虚荒的。Let's
have a word of prayer again.
我们再有点的祷告。
Lord, how we worship you for another meeting to hear your word and to listen to your voice.
主，我们来到你的面前，要敬拜你。我们再一次聚集来听你自己的话。
How we pray that you will open your word to us this morning.
我们求你将你的话向我们打开。
We pray that you will especially anoint your word.
我们求你特别 高牧你自己的话,
Speak it to every heart, and we pray apply it to every heart.
向每一个人的心中说话, 也叫我们每个人的心中能够实际的活出来。
And may your word work in us in power.
愿你的话在我们身上显出大能。
And may your word bring forth a wonderful result.
愿你的话在我们身中带出果子。
And we pray that every one of us will build the walls of Jerusalem.
我们求你叫每个人都起来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
We pray in your holy name.
我们奉你神圣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, that yesterday we did not finish covering all the gates.
对不起，昨天我们不能够把所有的门来讲完。
I know that many of you were hoping that we could finish.
因为我知道你们都希望我们能够把它讲完。
So today, this morning, at the beginning, I'd like to try to finish covering all the 12 gates.
所以今天在一开始，我愿意把这十二个门都把它讲完。
So please turn on the projector.
你们把这个
It's not ready. I think we covered the first seven gates.
我们昨天已经讲了前面七道门。
We started with the sheep gate.
我们从羊门开始。
I went on to the fish gate and the old gate.
然后讲到鱼门和谷门,
then the gate of Ephraim.
然后以法莲门,
and then these three gates, the valley gate, the dung gate, and the fountain gate.
然后是山谷门、粪场门，还有泉门。
All these gates that we've seen so far are leading up to the fountain gate.
因为这些的门就一直把我们带到泉门那里。
The fountain gate is kind of a climax.
因为泉门乃是那个高峰。
When the Spirit comes in and becomes a fountain within us, welling up and overflowing.
当圣灵进到我们的里面，就把我们带到泉门，从里面涌出，像活泉一样。
And for this, we need to be spiritual people.
我们要到这里，我们需要做一个属灵的人。
People who know the Spirit.
认识圣灵的人。
Who follow the Spirit and obey the Spirit.
然后跟随圣灵，也顺从圣灵。
And there's no obstacle in us for the Spirit to move and flow freely.
哦，在我们的里面没有任何的拦阻，圣灵在我们里面自由运行。
Now that's the fountain gate.
这是泉门。
Now, all the gates after the fountain gate are a result of the Spirit moving and flowing within us.
泉门之后的门是因着圣灵自由的运行所带来的果子。
The next gate after the fountain gate is
泉门下面,
the prison gate.
后面是有护卫门,
the prison gate.
有护卫门。
And we found where this is mentioned. It's mentioned in Nehemiah 12, verse 39.
是在尼希米十二章三十九节那里提到护卫门。
In some of the versions, it's not called the prison gate. It's called the gate of the guard.
有的翻译是特别讲出是护卫的意思。
I really appreciate this gate.
我实在很欣赏这一道门。
And I think we have a good verse.In the New Testament that describes this gate.
我知道在新约有一节的圣经来形容这个门。
And I'd like you to look at this verse. It's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
是腓立比书三章二十一节。
Who shall fashion anew the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working, whereby he is able even to subject all things to himself.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Or we could read in the last part of that verse, interpreting it this way, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself.
或者是我们可以说，他可以照着叫万有归服自己的大能，叫一切都服在他自己的下面。
Okay, brothers, if you're not able to do that, just forget about it. Just let it go.
如果打不出来的话，我们就不要看那个图了。
This verse tells us that the Lord is going to change our body into His glorious body.
因为这一节告诉我们，主要把他的身体变成了荣，把我们这个身体变成荣耀的身体。
Thank you.
谢谢。
He's able to do that.
他能做这样的事情。
And he will do that.
他也一定做成这样的事情。
And it says he will do it according to a certain working.
因为他这样做是根据他一些的工作。
This is the working of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
And by the working of this Spirit, he subdues every part of our being.
借着圣灵的工作，他在这里制服了我们身体一切的活动。
He brings all things into subjection to himself.
他叫万有都服在自己的脚下。
Now we surely need the Lord to subdue every part of our being.
我们实在需要主来制服我们身上的每一部分。
And I believe this is what the prison gate speaks of.
我想这就是这个护卫门所讲的。
Every part of us is made a captive to Christ.
我们身上的每一部分都被掳回来归给基督。
You know, we have a hymn that sings, that says, Make me a captive, Lord.
我们有一首诗歌说，叫我成为一个掳物。
And then I shall be free.
我就得自由了。
You know that hymn?
记得那首诗歌吗？
Well, this is what this verse is speaking of. The Lord is making every part of our being a captive to Himself.
因为这一节就告诉我们是叫我们每一个部分都是服在他的权下。
You know, there's another verse that says every thought is being brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
还有一节圣经是每一个思想都服在耶稣基督顺服在他自己的权柄底下。
The Lord is able to subdue our minds.
主是能够制服我们的心思。
You know, our minds naturally are pretty wild.
因为我们的心思是非常的到处跑的。
And our thoughts racing off in many directions.
我们的思想是到处乱跑。
Maybe already this morning our thoughts have been around the world.
我们的早上的心思可能已经环游了世界了。
Thank God he can subdue every thought.
感谢神他能够制服我们一切的心思。
And our emotion.
也制服我们一切的情绪。
Even our moods.
也制服我们的情绪。
Some days we may be up, and another day we're down.
有的时候我们心情高昂一点，有的时候我们低落一点。
The Lord is able to subdue all of that.
神能够制服这一切。
Unto Himself.
哦，为了他，不在他的下面。
And our will.
他一定，然后我们的意志也是。
And we were singing this morning about our stubborn will.
哦，早上我们唱到我们这个固执的意志。
And this hymn was written, and you may have noticed, again by John Newton.
这首诗又是John Newton 弟兄写的。
Day before yesterday, we sang one by John Newton, Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God.
哦，我们前天唱过那个荣耀的西安，那是 John Newton 所写的。
And this another one by John Newton.
这另外一首又是Newton 弟兄写的。
And I think these two hymns are really the top, the best hymns that he wrote.
我想这两首诗是 Newton 弟兄所写最好的两首。
They are much higher and deeper than Amazing Grace.
这个比奇异恩典更高更深。
I love this hymn that we sang this morning.
我实在喜欢这首诗歌。
You know,I'm so glad that the brother who compiled that hymn book included it.
我实在感谢主编诗歌的弟兄把这两首诗放在里面。
You can search through hundreds of hymn books and never find that hymn.
你可以找许多首的诗歌本都找不到这两首诗。
This hymn is speaking about the Lord subduing His will to Him.
这一首诗是讲到神叫我们的意志服在他意志的底下。
And I especially was suggesting to the brothers that we might sing that hymn because, mainly because it relates to the prison gate.
因为我特别让弟兄们唱这首诗歌，因为这是跟那个护卫门有关系。
John Newton said, "Against thy terrors long I strove."
哦，就 Newton 这里说，我是那样的。在你面前万军雷霆。
But who can stand against thy love?
那谁能够站在你自己的跟前呢?
Love conquers even me.
哦，神的爱在那里征服了我。
Oh, it's by the love of God that our will is subdued.
哦，是你的大爱叫我无能力。
It's by His love that He conquers every part of our being.
因为是他的大爱征服了我们身上的每一部分。
Who can stand against His love?
谁能够站在他抵抗在他爱的跟前呢？
Brothers and sisters, can you stand against His love?
弟兄姊妹，你能够抗拒他的爱吗？
John Newton said, "Mercy has my heart subdued."
Oh.Newton 这里说是你的怜悯叫我伏在你的跟前。
Thank the Lord he's able to subdue every part of us.
感谢神他能够制服我们每一部分。
Now this is the prison gate.
这是这个护卫门。
I'm thankful we have this plan on the board again.
我们感谢主有这个图在上面。
Now, we kind of skipped over the water gate, didn't we?
我们好像刚才跳过了水门。
I'm sorry about that.
对不起。
That's my mistake.
这是我的错误。
I was distracted a little bit.
我受了一点的这样的打岔。
Now let me go back to the water gate.
我要回到水门。
This water gate comes right after the fountain gate.
这个水门是在泉门之后。
Now every city needs a water gate.
每一个城都需要一个水门。
First of all, you need water to drink.
因为你需要喝水。
And in this city,We have all been made to drink of one spirit.
因为在这个城里面，我们都是饮于一位圣灵。
So, the spirit is so available to us, welling up within us, that we may drink of him.
因为我们都能够来到圣灵的跟前来喝他。
But not only that.
不单止这样。
The spirit also, from this city, flows out to the whole earth.
圣灵从这个城要涌出来到全地。
And we have to use these verses in John chapter 7.
我们提到约翰第七章。
Firstly, the Lord says, If any man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink.
因为首先主说，若有人渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
It's John 7:37.
这是约翰七章三十七节。
Then in 38 and 39,
三十八、三十九又告诉我们。
He says, He who believes in me out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
说信我的人如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So out from this city, there's going to flow a river.
因为从这个城要流出一条河流。
So it surely needs a water gate.
所以需要一个水门。
And this river, you can read about it in Ezekiel chapter 47.
因为这个水可以从以西结47章里面来看到。
In the coming age, in the kingdom age, this river is going to flow out from that city, literally.
因为在国度的时候，这个河就从这个城里面流出这条。
And the Bible tells us that everything will live where that river comes.
然后圣经告诉我们说，一切都是因着这条水流而得生。
So that's the water gate.
这是水门。
Now, brothers and sisters, you see this whole city?
你看到这个城。
This is where we should be living, huh?
这是我们应该在住在里当中。
And we enter into this city by the gates.
因为我们是从这个门里面进城的。
We speak of many experiences of Christ.
因为我们讲到基督许多的经历。
And principles of fellowship.
交通的一些的原则。
And in this city, this is the fellowship into which we've been called.
在这个城里面就有这样的交通。
As we read in 1 Corinthians 1:9.
当我们读到哥林多前书第一章第九节那里就这样讲
God is faithful,
神是信实的
by whom we are called into the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ our Lord
我们就因此蒙召进到好与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份
It's wonderful to be dwelling in this city
我们能够住在这个城中实在美好
where the presence of the Lord is
因为那里满有主的同在。
Here's the house of the Lord.
这里是神的家。
His presence is here.
他的同在在那里。
All the spiritual blessings are here.
一切属灵的福分都在其中。
Things which eye has not seen.
是我们眼睛没有见过。
Nor ear has heard.
耳朵没有听过的。
Neither has entered into the heart of man.
人都不能够领会的。
The things which God has prepared for those who love him.
是神为那爱他的人所预备的。
But the Spirit has revealed them unto us.
圣灵把这样的丰富启示了给我们。
This Spirit that is welling up in us.
这一个圣灵住在我们里面的。
Is revealing all the things of the spirit that God has prepared for us.
是把一切属灵的福分神预备给我们的都启示出来。
So we do need, brothers and sisters, to be spiritual people.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要要成为一个属灵的人。
And we mentioned yesterday that this old gate, this gate of separation.
我们特别是讲到这个古门。
And this valley gate of self-humbling.
哦，那个另外一个古门。
And this dung gate, where everything that would make us look important is cast out.
粪场门，一切我们本来以为宝贵的，我们都要把它丢弃。
Brothers and sisters, these gates make us spiritual people.
弟兄姊妹，这些的门叫我们成为属灵的人。
By the way, here's Nehemiah's house right there.
哦，那里是尼希米住的，总督的房子。
Because it was not called a Nehemiah, the governor's throne.
那里是说到总督的宝座。
But that's where he gave hospitality to 150 men.
这就是他在那里请150人吃饭的地方。
Now, so we're still going on from the fountain gate. We want to cover them all up until the end.
所以我们从全门一直往上，直到最终点。
Each gate is bringing us a step further in the experience of Christ.
每一个门就叫我们与主的经历更深一步。
And these gates, the water gate, the prison gate, and next, the horse gate, are coming out as a result of the Spirit at the fountain gate.
所以水门、护卫门、马门都是因着在全门里面圣灵所带出来的。
Now let me mention something about the horse gate.
我们讲一点关于马门。
For this, we need to look at Proverbs.
我们需要看箴言。
Chapter 21.
箴言第二十一章。
Verse 31.
箴言二十一章。
Proverbs 21:31.
二十一章三十一节。
The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but victory is of the Lord.
马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜乃在乎耶和华。
I think this verse really helps us.
这节圣经实在帮助我们。
The horse is prepared against the day of battle.
因为马是为打仗之日预备的。
The horse is for warfare.
打马是为打仗的。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, this horse gate speaks of spiritual warfare.
这个马门是讲到属灵的征战。
The Spirit will lead us into this spiritual warfare.
因为圣灵就把我们带进属灵的征战里面。
And will teach us how to fight.
然后教导我们如何的征战。
And to overcome the evil one.
然后叫我们能够胜过恶者。
In Revelation 12, it says they overcame him.
因为在启示录十二章里说他们得胜了。
They knew how to fight.
他们知道如何征战。
They knew how to overcome.
他们知道如何的得胜。
By the blood of the Lamb.
是借着羔羊的血。
By the word of their testimony.
和他们所见证的道。
And they loved not their life unto the death.
他们随之以死也不爱惜自己的性命。
Now that was by the Spirit.
这是圣灵所
做的。And this morning,Our burden especially is to speak about this warfare.
今天早上我们特别要讲到这个征战。
Because the book of Nehemiah is full of warfare.
因为在尼希米记里面是满了征战。
Because wherever there's building, there's fighting.
因为不论哪里有建造，哪里就有征战。
Whenever God's people are trying to build up the wall of Jerusalem.
因为凡神的儿女们在那里要建造耶路撒冷城墙的时候。
The enemy will attack.
仇敌就要攻击。
And we need the horse gate.
我们需要这个马门。
We need to be ready to withstand.
我们需要来站立。
But we want to go on and finish the gates.
我们要把这些门讲完。
So after the horse gate, we come to the eastern gate.
马门之后是东门。
And this is a gate that even the Jews even today know what that gate is for.
知道犹太人他们今天还知道这个门的用处。
And if you've been there to Jerusalem, you've probably gone and seen that eastern gate.
如果你去过耶路撒冷的话，你可能会经过东门。
I have been there. And this eastern gate is just right opposite where the temple was built.
因为这个东门就是在圣殿的对面。
And all the Jews expect that this is the gate that the Messiah will enter when he comes back to the earth and goes into Jerusalem.
因为犹太人都等候弥赛亚再来是由东门而入。
And if you've been there to Jerusalem, you can see this gate is all walled up with concrete. Nobody can go through it.
因为这个门今天是用石灰栅栏给把它封住，没有人能够进入。
The reason they have walled it all up is because they don't want anyone to go through it except the Messiah.
因为他们不愿意任何人从那里经过，要给弥赛亚用。
They're reserving it for him.
他留给弥赛亚来进入。
He won't have any trouble with the concrete.
哦，他对于那些挡住的那些石灰砖是没有问题的。
When he comes, there won't be any concrete.
因为在他来的时候，那个门要被打开。
This gate is also called, even today, the Golden Gate.
今天，人也称为那是金门。
And this gate, of course, brothers and sisters, speaks of the second coming of the Lord.
因为这个门是讲到主二次的再来。
And to experience him like this, we have to be those who love his appearing.
我们要有这样的经历，要是那些爱慕他显现的人。
We're looking for his coming.
我们在那里等候他的再来。
We're waiting and watching for his coming.
我们等候，我们在那里警醒，预备他的再来。
And even as in Revelation 22, we would be those who pray, Come, Lord Jesus.
在启示录22章，我们像有那样的人说，主啊，愿你快来。
Revelation 22 verse 17.
22章17节那里。
This is referring to the eastern gate.
因为这里是讲到东门。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come.
哦，那个心腹的名说，愿你快来。
Let him who hears say, Come.
哦，愿听到的也说主啊，愿你快来。
And let him who is thirsty come and drink of the water of.
哦，口渴的可以来到他面前喝。
And the last prayer in the whole Bible is, Come, Lord Jesus.
因为圣经里面最后的一个祷告呢，说主啊，愿你快来。
Amen.
Amen.
To experience this gate, brothers and sisters, this prayer should be in our heart.
如果我们要经历这个门，我们需要有这样的祷告。
We want the Lord to come.
我们要主快来。
We expect that he might come today.
我们实在愿望他今天就来。
We hope that he would come soon.
我们实在希望他很快地来到。
I hope that we all have a living hope like this.
我希望大家每个人都有一个这样活活的盼望。
Now lastly, we have this mysterious gate here, the Mithka gate.
最后就有这个哈密佛甲门。
Now probably we're all wondering what in the world is that?
我们都说这是什么意思呢？
Well, if you look into the meaning of this word, Mithka,
如果你看这个字哈密佛甲，
you can find it means a few things.
这它里面有这样的意思。
Number one, it means to review.
头一个意思乃是说是显明审查。
And number two, it means an appointed place or an assignment.
第二个是说是一个指定的是一个指定的地方。
But sisters, I do believe that this Mithka gate speaks that after the Lord's coming, by the Lord's coming at that time, there will be set up the judgment seat of Christ.
这个哈米佛甲，我相信是主再来以后，在那里有基督台前的审判。
And there will be a great review.
在那里有一个这样的审查。
Of our lives and of our work for the Lord.
审查我们的生活，我们为主的工作。
And we all have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们都要在基督台前的审判面前站立。
We will all be there at that gate.
我们都会在那个门前。
And we should be living today in with that gate in view.
我们今天的生活愿意因着这个门在我们的面前，我们这样省察的生活。
And we should be very conscious that we need to prepare for that.
我们要很清楚地预备这样的心思。
And it will be at that time, brothers and sisters, that there will be appointed places and assignments.
因为在那个时候有这个指定的地方，在那个地方要。
And there will be those there to whom the Lord could say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
在那个地方，主会说。良善忠心的仆人。
And there will be an appointed place for them in the kingdom.
在神的国度里面预备好指定的地方给他们。
And they will be assigned to that place.
他们会给安放在那里。
Oh, amen. I hope that we could all hear those words from the Lord.
但愿我们都能够得到主这样的称赞。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
说良善忠心的仆人。
Enter into the joy of thy Lord.
哦，进来与你的主一同欢喜。
So, brothers and sisters, that is the conclusion of all the gates.
弟兄姊妹，这个就结束了这些的门。
I hope you could have some review of all these gates.
希望你们能够来温习这些的门。
And seek to have the experience of all these gates.
然后你们去寻求有这些门的经历。
They're very meaningful.
这实在是非常有意义的。
So I think now we can go on to see the matter of the warfare.
我们现在可以进到来看这些的征战。
In the first meeting, we saw the matter of the wall.
因为头一次我们讲到城墙。
In the second meeting, we saw the matter of the work.
因为第二次的聚会我们就看到神的工作做的工。
And in this meeting, we want to see the warfare.
因为这个聚会呢我们要讲到征战。
And in the last meeting tomorrow, we want to see the word of God.
因为最后的一个聚会我们要看到神的工作
so
神的话语。
We have these, four words in English that start with W.
这个四个字都是从 W 开始的。
The wall, the work, the warfare, and the word of God.
城墙、工作、神的征战，还有神的话。
Now, among Christians today, we may say there's three categories of warfare.
在基督徒里面我们看到征战有三个层次。
The first is concerning the salvation of man.
因为头一层的征战是讲到人的拯救人的救恩。
The enemy surely fights against this.
仇敌在那里要攻击在这个征战上。
There's a warfare to keep men from believing in the Lord.
因为在那个有一个征战叫人不要得救。
And to create obstacles for the gospel to be preached throughout the earth.
然后叫我们传福音的时候有一些的拦阻。
And the second category is concerning Christians growing in the Lord and pursuing the Lord.
第二位的征战乃是基督徒当我们去追求当我们去成长的时候的征战。
Now there's also a warfare against this.
因为也同样有这一类的征战。
The enemy does not want us to grow and pursue Christ.
因为仇敌不要我们长大不要我们去追求主。
And he will try to distract us by many things.
他要用很多的事情来打扰我们。
Now the third category of warfare is quite special.
第三类的征战是比较特殊的。
And we may say, very much directed against all those who would build the wall for God's eternal purpose.
我们可以说是特别针对那些建造神永远旨意的城墙的。
Now the warfare against this is very concentrated and is very special.
这类的征战是非常的集中也非常的特殊。
Now there's two enemies that are named, two or three enemies of this wall that are named in the book of Nehemiah.
在尼希米记里面特别提到有两三类的敌人。
Mainly these two, Sanballat and Tobiah.
特别是山巴拉跟多比亚。
You read their names again and again.
你一直提到山巴拉多比亚。
These are determined enemies against God's people building this wall.
这些人他们是决心要攻击神百姓来建造耶路撒冷城墙。
They are absolutely set against that wall being built.
他们实在在那里要反对建造城墙。
They're inspired by God's enemy, Satan.
他们实在是受过神的仇敌撒旦的挑动。
You can find The Sanballat is a Moabite.
你看到山巴拉他是摩亚人。
And Tobiah, it says clearly, is an Ammonite.
多比亚是亚门人。
Now these are two peoples whom God said must never come into his house forever.
这两类的人是永远不能进神的殿的。
Sanballat's name means hidden hatred.
山巴拉乃是隐藏的仇恨。
And this is what was in their heart.
这是在他们心中的。
They hated what God wanted to do.
他们恨神要做的工。
They hated that wall being built.
他们恨那个城墙要被建立。
They knew that when that wall was built, they would be completely defeated.
因为他们知道当那个城墙建好的时候，他们就会完全的失败。
They would have no way to accomplish their goal.
他们就没有办法达到他们的旨意。
So they wanted that work to cease.
所以他们愿意那个工作停止。
And they wanted to kill anyone who would promote it.
他们要杀掉任何在那里建造城墙的人。
First of all, we read about them in chapter 2.
我们首先在第二章提到这些人。
Verse
10, 第二章第十节
where it says that Sanballat and Tobiah were greatly grieved when they heard that Nehemiah was coming.
那里说申巴拉跟多比亚他们听见有人为以色列人求好就极其恼怒。
And then we read about them again at the end of chapter 2.
然后我们在二章末了又提到他们。
Verse 19.
19节
When Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and another one, Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us.
说但何文人申巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚和多一个亚拉伯人基善他们就嗤笑我们藐视我们。
This is when they heard that everyone was going to rise up to build this wall.
这是当他们听到这些人要起来建造城墙的时候的反应。
They said, "What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king?"
他说：“你们在这里做什么事情？你们在这里是不是要造反呢？”
And Nehemiah answered them.
尼希米回答说
：“The God of heaven, He will prosper us."
说天上的神必使我们亨通。
Therefore, we His servants will arise and build.
所以我们做他的仆人呢，要起来建造。
Nehemiah said, "We are His servants."
尼希米说我们是他的仆人
We will build it for him.
我们要为他建造
And God will prosper us.
神使我们亨通
Nehemiah had his hope set on God.
尼希米他的盼望是在神那里
He said to them, but you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in the Jerusalem.
说你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念
You have nothing to do with this city.
这个城与你们无关
And then we come to chapter 4.
然后我们进到第四章。
Now the main opposition, the main warfare, is in chapters 4 and 6.
因为第四章跟第六章特别是讲到这些的反对。
Now we'd like to read, if we may read all together.
我们一起来读。
We can read. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Let us all read these together.
我们一起来读四章一到六节。
Nehemiah 4, verses 1 through 6.
尼希米四章一到六节。申巴拉听见我们修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨， 是叫犹太人对他弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说，这些软弱的犹太人做什么呢？要保护自己吗？要献祭吗？要一日成功吗？要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？亚门人多比亚站在旁边说，他们所修造的石墙就是虎米上去也必劈的，我们的神啊，求你垂听，因为我们被藐视，求你使他们回榜归于他们的头上，使他们在偶道之地作为掠物，不要遮他们的罪孽，不要使他们的罪恶从你面前涂抹，因为他们在修造的人眼前惹动你的怒气。这样我们修造城墙，城墙就联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
Amen. Now, you see, the enemy is attacking by scorn and ridicule.
你看到这里的百姓，他们在那里恼恨、嗤笑、藐视。
He despises them.
他们在这里藐视他们。
He mocks them.
他们在那里嗤笑他们。
He ridicules them.
哦，他们在这里要激怒他们。
Tobias said, "Look at that wall."
哦，就说你看看那个墙。
Even a fox goes up, he'll break it down.
哦，一个狐狸上去，这个墙都会倒塌的。
See, many God's people can be greatly affected by this kind of scorn.
因为如果有很多神的儿女就因为这样的话而受到影响。
We should not take that from the enemy.
我们不要接受神这样的挑拨。
We know what we're doing.
我们知道我们所做的。
We're building a solid wall.
我们在这里建造一个坚固的城墙。
We're building for God.
我们为神而建造。
And we're building with something of God.
我们是用神给的来建造。
Of the Spirit and of Christ.
用着基督，用着圣灵来建造。
We're building something eternal.
我们在这里建造的是永恒的。
Something that will overcome the enemy.
是胜过仇敌的。
Right away, Nehemiah prays. Nehemiah prays.
在那里就赞美。
In verses 4 and 5.
第四、第五节。
Here's another prayer of Nehemiah.
这是尼希米的祷告。
Nobody hears these prayers except God.
哦，没有人听到这些的祷告，只有神听到。
He's praying inwardly, secretly.
他是在心中内在的在那里祈祷。
But all these prayers are recorded for us.
但这些的祈祷为了我们的缘故而记录下来。
Remember, this is Nehemiah's diary.
弟兄姊妹，这是尼希米的日记。
He wrote down his prayers in the diary.
他把他的祷告记在他日记的当中。
You know, it's seldom you get to read someone else's diary.
你很难读到别人的日记。
I didn't even let my wife read my diary.
我没有叫我太太读我的日记。
Sorry about that.
对不起他。
But Nehemiah, praise the Lord, we get to read Nehemiah's diary.
感谢神，我们有机会读尼希米的日记。
And he puts down his secret prayers here.
他把他隐秘处的祷告记录在这里。
He prays verse 4, Hear, O our God, for we are despised.
他说我们的神啊，求你垂听，我们被藐视。
Turn back their reproach upon their own head.
求你使他们的毁谤归到他们头上。
Cover not their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out.
使他们到偶地之辈做谬误，不要遮掩他们的罪孽。
For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders.
因为他们在修造的人眼前惹动你的怒气。
How does Nehemiah know that?
尼希米怎么知道呢？
How does he know that they have provoked the Lord?
他们怎么能够知道他惹动了神的怒气呢？
Because he knows that anyone who provokes his servants for doing his will, they provoke the Lord.
因为任何人他们那个惹动神的仆人建造城墙的就是惹动神的怒气。
Because the Lord is identified with us.
因为神是认同我们的。
What we are doing is his will.
因为我们所做的是他的旨意。
And then verse 6.
第六节,
starts out in English with this little word, so.
这个说这样。
You know, this little word actually is a big word.
这一个字是一个很重要的。
So,
这样。
It means in this way.
就是这样。
In this way we built the wall.
这样我们建造城墙。
Or,In spite of all that scorn and ridicule, we built the wall.
说虽然有这么多的难处，我们还在建造。
In spite of all the warfare, in spite of all the attacks, the wall is going up.
虽然有这样的征战，这样的反对，城墙建立起来了。
Now in these chapters, you hear a lot about the attacks.
在这两章圣经里面有很多的攻击。
And what the enemy was doing.
是仇敌的攻击。
And what measures were taken to withstand him?
在这里我们看到我们如何的能站立呢？
But we have to realize, during all this time, the building was not stopped.
我们在这里看到这个建造还没有停止过。
The enemy hoped that by all his threats and opposition, the work would stop.
仇敌希望借着他们的恐吓，借着他们的反对，这个建造能够停下来。
Praise God, it never stopped.
感谢神，没有停。
It says, so we built.
说，这样我们修造城墙。
And all the wall was joined together.
仇墙都联络。
And to half the height thereof.
高至一半。
I don't know how tall that wall was.
我不知道那个墙有多高。
I really don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经没有告诉我们那个墙有多高。
When I went to Jerusalem some years ago, they have a wall today. It's about, I guess, about 15 feet high.
我到耶路撒冷看那个城墙大概是15尺那么高。
Maybe 20 feet high.
可能20尺。
But anyway,By this time, they had built it half of the height.
说到这个时刻，他们已经高至一半。
That was quite an accomplishment.
实在是做得不错。
That was a real threat to the enemy.
对于仇敌来讲，这是一个很大的威胁。
They could realize these people really mean business.
他们实在看到这些人实在是真心真意。
The wall is going up.
城墙。建起来了。
It's already half built.
已经高至一半了。
Oh, they're getting very concerned.
所以他们非常的在那里就关切。
And the last part of verse 6 says, For the people had a mind to work.
后面一句说，因为百姓专心做工。
They did have a mind. They had the mind of Christ.
他们专心在基督身上。
This was what God's mind was.
这是耶稣，这是神的心。
That wall should be built.
这个城墙要被建造。
They were doing it.
他们在做。
But sisters, literally, it's not a mind to work, but it's a heart to work.
弟兄姊妹，不光光是一个心思在工作，是一个心的问题。
The word in Hebrew there is not mind, but you can translate it that way.
这个的意思不是他的一个心思而已。
And it's not wrong.
这个心思并没有错。
But literally, it's a heart.
但实际的是整颗的心。
You see, I told you in the first meeting that the word that's mentioned repeatedly in Nehemiah is a heart.
因为在尼希米第一次我提到的一直讲的是这一颗心。
And Nehemiah said in chapter 2, What God had put in my heart.
因为二章尼希米说，神把这样的心是放在我的里面。
Now he not only had a heart for God, but all the people had a heart.
不单只他向着神有一颗心，一切所有的人向着神都是那么有心。
It's amazing how the Spirit in Nehemiah worked also in the people to bring them into unity.
你就看到圣灵在尼希米心中做工，把神的百姓都带到合一的里面。
They were all in one accord to build this wall.
都是同心合意的来建造城墙。
And they were giving themselves to it.
他们把自己完全的摆上。
If there's no unity, you know, if there was no unity, it could not be done.
如果没有合一，就没有办法来完成建造。
But this was unity in the mind of God.
这是在基督耶稣的心思里面合一。
Now that's where we should have our unity.
这是我们应该有的合一。
Okay, we need to read some more verses.
我们再读。
7 through 11, let's all read together.
我们再读7到11节。
But it came to pass that when Sanballat, and Tobiah, and the Arabian, and the Ammonite, and the Ashdodite heard that the repairing of the wall of Jerusalem went forward,
大家同盟要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。犹太人说，灰土尚多，杠台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建造城墙。我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀他们，使工作止住。
Amen. Now here is a further attack by the evil one.
证明是恶者呢继续的攻击。
Now in verse 7, you see, it's not just Sanballat and Tobiah, maybe one other person.
这位三邦啊，多比亚还有另外的人。
Satan realizes that what they've done up to this point, they failed.
撒旦发现他们所做的失败了。
So he adds a lot more people to them.
所以他又加上一些反对的人。
He draws together the Arabians, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites.
他就把亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚斯突人。
When he heard the work is going forward, the breaches are being stopped and repaired, he has a lot more people joining him.
所以他听见耶路撒冷城墙堵塞破坏的地方都修好了，他们就发怒，就激起更多人来反对。
And they all conspired to come together to fight against Jerusalem.
他们就同盟在这里来攻击耶路撒冷。
To invade the city.
然后使城内扰乱。
To somehow get in and to cause confusion and to kill the people.
他们侵入这个城，制造扰乱，而且是杀了这些人。
Now,They're going to try another way. They're going to try by force and by violence.
他们要用暴力，用武力来破坏。
And the enemy has used this method and is still using it today many times.
今天仇敌仍然用这样的方法。
Now what's going on, we have to realize, brothers and sisters, is on both sides they have intelligence agents finding out what the enemy is going to do.
你知道在双方都有情报，知道对方在做什么。
How does Nehemiah and how do they know that the enemy is conspiring to do this?
哦，他们如何的知道仇敌是这样来阴谋呢？
They have their informants.
因为他们有这些情报的人员。
They have people on the other side of the wall who are for their side.
因为他们在城墙那边有人帮他们探消息。
And letting them know.
告诉他们。
You know, there's an interesting verse Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
你知道在哥林多前书第二章保罗讲的很有意思的话。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11.
就在哥林多后书第二章第十一节那里这样说。
He's speaking about Satan and he says, we are not ignorant of his devices.
就是说我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
When sisters, if we know what the enemy is doing, half the battle is already won.
如果我们知道仇敌所做的征战，我们已经赢了一半了。
Paul knew. He said, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices.
保罗说我们并非不晓得仇敌的诡计。
And sisters, we should not be ignorant of this.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道仇敌的诡计。
But many Christians are ignorant of this.
但是今天很多基督徒不知道仇敌的诡计。
Nehemiah was not ignorant.
尼西米他知道。
But sorry to say, there are also people with Nehemiah of God's people who were informing the enemy.
但是我们也知道有一些站在尼西米一边的人，他们在那里给仇敌情报。
It seems they both had their CIA, Central Intelligence.
他们自己都有自己的情报机关。
But greater is he who's with us than who's with the world.
但是感谢主，在世界，在我们的里面比在世界上的大。
And if God be for us, who can be against us?
神站在我们这一边，谁能够胜过我们呢？
Here you have in verse 9 another prayer of Nehemiah.
在第九节再有一个尼希米的祷告。
We made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night.
然后我们祷告我们的神，又因他的缘故就派人看守，昼夜防备。
We don't get any rest in this warfare, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们在征战的里面没有休息的。
Day and night.
昼夜防备。
Now, in this one verse, we have our two secret weapons.
在这一节的里面，我们有两个秘密的武器。
Pray and watch. Watch and pray.
祷告，然后防备，防备祷告。
Brothers and sisters, these are our two invisible secret weapons.
祷告，看守，这是我们看不见的两个秘密武器。
Now the Lord Jesus was the one who gave us these weapons and told us about them.
主把这秘密武器给我们，也告诉我们。
In Matthew 26 verse 41.
在马太26章41节那里告诉我们
The Lord spoke this to his disciples.
神向他的门徒们这样说
Watch and pray.
警醒祷告
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
你的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱嘛
Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑
Brothers and sisters, this is something, these are weapons we need to use continually.
这是我们一直不断要使用的武器。
We not only need to pray continually.
我们不单只要不住的祷告。
We need to watch continually.
我们要不住的警醒。
If we don't watch,
如果我们不警醒看守,
we will become forgetful and slothful.
我们就会忘记,我们就会疏忽。
And the enemy will find a way to get in.
仇敌就会偷进来。
Nehemiah not only prayed, he watched very much.
尼希米他不单只祷告，他还在那里看守。
He was very vigilant.
他是非常的在那里警醒。
It seemed that Nehemiah is full of eyes.
你看到尼希米那个充满了眼睛了，身上。
He could see everything going on.
他可以看到发生的一切事情。
And he took steps all the time to guard against every place.
他在那里值得来防守每一个部位。
We need to be watchful.
我们需要警醒。
Brothers and sisters, we are short of prayer and we're short of watchfulness.
弟兄姊妹，我们不够有祷告，也不够有警醒。
So Paul.Said the same thing as the Lord in Ephesians 6, verse 18.
所以保罗在以弗所书六章十八节那里这样说。
You better read that verse.
我们要读这节圣经。
With all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching unto that in all perseverance and supplication,For all the saints.
所以靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
You see, Paul says the same thing.
所以保罗也这样讲。
Praying with all prayer and supplication at all times.
所以随时多方祷告祈求。
And watching unto that, watching unto prayer.
要警醒不倦。
In all perseverance.
哦，要警醒不断的在这里祈
求，
为众圣徒祈求。
So this is being practiced in these chapters very much.
在这 章圣经里面他们是不住的这样操练。
And we need to read chapter 4. Oh no, excuse me. In verses 10 or 11.
第十、第十一节。
There's another problem.
这是另外一个的难处。
And Judah said,
犹大人说,
The strength of the bearers of burdens has failed, and there's much rubbish, so that we're not able to build the wall.
说灰土尚多,杠台的人气力已经衰败,所以我们不能建造城墙。
So you not only have the fightings without, but you have the fears within.
你不单只有外面的攻击,你还有里面的恐惧。
It's just what Paul experienced also.
这就是保罗他所经历的。
In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 5, you don't need to look at it.
在哥林多后书第二章那里有这样的经历。
2 Corinthians 7, 5, he said,
哥林多后书第七章第五节那里这样说。
We experience fightings from outside and fears from inside.
所以我们内外受敌。
Did you ever have that experience?
你有没有这样的征战这样的经历呢?
That's what's happening right here.
我们这就是这里所发生的事情。
The enemies are fighting from outside.
仇敌在外面来攻击我们。
But now even God's people from inside are full of fear.
然后呢说神的百姓内有惧怕。
And Judah, that's one of the tribes, the main tribes that were there,They said that the strength of the bearers of burdens has failed. The strength has failed.
这个犹太人就说，说杠台的人力气已经衰败。
They needed to realize more that the Lord is their strength.
但是他们要能够看到神是他们的力量。
Not depend on their own strength.
不是靠他们自己的力量。
Trust in Him for the strength.
我们要依靠他而得能力。
And not only that, they said,There's too much rubbish.
这里说灰土太多了。
And it's true, there was a lot of rubbish there.
因为在那里有很多这些的灰土破烂的东西。
But sisters, among Christians today, there's a lot of rubbish.
因为今天在基督徒的当中也有很多这些的灰土。
What is the rubbish?
灰土是什么呢?
Christian traditions.
是基督教的传统。
Bringing in the worldly ways to accomplish spiritual ends.
把世界的方法来做属灵的事情。
That's rubbish.
这些都是灰土。
And here, the builders here were thinking, it's impossible, all this rubbish, how can we build this wall?
这个建造的说这么多的灰土我们怎么来建造呢?
And many Christians today are saying that You know, all the traditions are so established, how can we build something for God? We just have to tolerate it.
有很多基督徒就说，这么多基督教的传统在这里，我们怎么能够为神建造呢？我们只有忍受这些。
But God's word still stands.
但是神的话还在那里，神仍站立。
And all the world that has come in among God's people today,There's such a big mixture. How can we build anything for God?
你看到世界进来各样的混杂，我们怎么能够为神建造呢？
So we might as well give up.
那我们就放弃吧。
And just accept it the way it is.
我们就是接受现在的光景就算了。
Shall we do that?
我们能够这样吗？
I think we should all say a big no.
我们都应该说不
We will build for God.
我们要为神建造。
We will stand with Him and His will.
我们要与他跟他的旨意一同站立。
By His mercy, by His grace, by His strength.
靠着他的怜悯、他的恩典、他的力量。
The God of heaven, He will prosper us.
天上的神会叫我们亨通。
If God is for us, who can be against?
神为我们，谁能够来攻击我们呢？
Now look at verse 14.
我们再看第十四节。
And I looked and rose up, and I said unto the nobles and the rulers and to the rest of the people, Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses.
第十四节，我查看就起来，对贵胄、官长和其余的人说：“不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的。你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。”
You know, when we read verses 10 and 11, I think what was mainly troubling those people was the threat of violence and fighting. They were under a constant threat.
因为在十十一节，这些犹太人他们不断的面对这些暴力的威胁。
That's very hard to go on, you know, when that threat is hanging over your head all the time.
他们有这样的威胁一直威胁着他们，他们是不容易向前走的。
And we need the living faith in the Lord.
我们需要有活的信心在神的跟前。
By faith, we can overcome.
凭着信。我们能够得胜。
So Nehemiah is saying to them in verse 14.
所以尼希米第十四节向他们说
，Don't fear, have faith.
说你们不要怕他们，要有信心。
And fight.
征战。
Many times in the whole Bible, you can read verse after verse after verse. Fear not, fear not.Fear not.
在圣经里面多处记载说不要怕不要怕不要怕
Because if fear takes possession of our heart, it's all over.
因为如果惧怕霸占了我们的心那就完了
We're defeated.
我们就失败了
Don't fear.
不要怕
The Lord says to us this morning, brother and sister, don't fear.
今天早上主说不要怕
Believe in him. Have faith.
相信他
Stand against the evil one.
抵挡恶者
Fight this warfare.
在这个征战
Remember the horse gate.
记得马门
That's an experience of Christ.
那是基督的经历
He was the greatest warrior.
他是那最伟大的勇士
He did not fear.
他没有惧怕
He fought.
他征战
His entire life.
他一生在那里征战
All the way to Calvary.
直到
He was fighting.
加厄地
And standing for God.
然后他为神而站立
He is obedient unto death.
然后顺服直至于死。
And he won the victory.
然后他得胜。
For us.
为了我们得胜。
Now it's for us to experience him in this warfare.
今天要在这个征战的里面我们要经历他的得胜。
We have a fighter living in us.
我们里面有一个战士活在我们里面。
Not to fight with the brothers.
不是跟弟兄们征战啊。
To fight against God's enemy.
是要跟仇敌征战。
That means we're fighting against ourselves because many times that self is the enemy.
有的时候我们要与自己征战因为我们这个老我是仇敌。
So Nehemiah says,
所以尼希米说,
Don't be afraid of them.
说不要怕他们。
Remember the Lord who is great and awesome.
当纪念主是大而可畏的。
And fight for your brothers.
你们要为你们的弟兄征战。
Don't fight against them, fight for them.
我为他们征战。
Friends, sisters, many times we have to fight for our brothers and our sisters.
弟兄姊妹我们很多时候要为我们的弟兄姊妹征战。
Who are being oppressed by the evil one.
他们受恶者的辖制。
They need us to fight in prayer for them.
他需要我们去祷告去为他们征战。
Maybe they have not been so watchful as they should.
可能他们没有好好的警醒。
We need to fight for them.
所以我们要为他们征战。
And for our sons and our daughters.
为我们的儿女征战
and our wives and our
为我们的妻子家产征战
This is a wonderful verse.
这是一个美丽的一节圣经
This verse shows us Nehemiah's heart.
这一节圣经说出尼希米的心
It shows us his faith and his courage.
说出他的信心跟他的勇气
Nehemiah was full of courage.
尼希米是蛮有勇气的人
He infused the others with courage.
他也叫别人得着勇气
Nehemiah brought, actually brothers and sisters was a great hero
尼希米实在是个英雄
Now I think if you ask Christians today you know who are the greatest men in the Old Testament
如果你今天问基督徒谁是旧约里面伟大的人物
Well you would probably hear Abraham
说亚伯拉罕
and Moses
摩西
David,
大卫
Elijah,
以利亚
You will probably never hear Nehemiah.
好像没有人说尼希米
But at the end of the Old Testament, Nehemiah is a very great man.
但是在旧约的最末了，尼希米是一个伟大的人物
Great in God's sight.
在神的眼前是一个伟大的人物。
I think many of us perhaps have aspired to be like David.
很多人我们愿意成为大卫一样
Or like Abraham.
或者像亚伯拉罕
Full of faith.
哦，满有信心
David full of praise to the Lord.
哦，大卫满了向神的赞美
I agree with that.
我实在同意你的
I also aspire.
我也实在很欣赏他们
But how about aspiring to be like Nehemiah?
但我们要像尼希米这样欣赏
I think here is a real spiritual hero.
这里实在是有一个属灵的英雄。
Nehemiah accomplished a lot for God.
尼希米在这里为神成就了许多。
He prepared Jerusalem for the Lord's first coming.
他为了耶稣第一次的降临预备了耶路撒冷。
We need to prepare something for the Lord for His second coming.
我们需要为主第二次的再来预备。
All right, now we need to read some more verses.
我们要继续读下去。
Let's read verses 15 through 20.
十五到二十节。
And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone to his work.
从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓、拿束甲，官长都站在犹大众人的后面，修造城墙的、杠抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边，我就对贵胄官长和其余的人说：这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远，你们听见角声在那边，就聚集到我那么那边去，我们的神必为我们征战。
Amen. Now I think we have to go on quickly because we don't have that much time left.
我们要快一点，我们时间很多了。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
我们翻到第六章。
Now, it would be good if we could read verses 1 through 9, but to save time, let me just sum up that paragraph.
我们应该读一到九节，但是我们时间不多，我就把它总结一下。
Now, up to this point, brothers and sisters, the enemy's strategy has greatly changed.
到这一点，仇敌的计谋有一些的改变。
In chapter 4, all his attacks were from the outside.
在第四章，他的攻击是从外面的。
And were physical, and were violent.
是暴力的外面的攻击。
And were by force.
是用武力的。
And in chapter 4, the enemy was a roaring lion.
在第四章，仇敌像吼叫的狮子。
The enemy is called that in the New Testament, a roaring lion.
在新约是这样称他为吼叫的狮子。
That's his character in chapter 4.
这是第四章他代表的性格。
But he found out it didn't work.
但他觉得，哎呀，不成功。
He could not succeed.
他不能成功。
The Lord was with his people, and they knew what he was doing, and they overcame him by praying and watching.
神与他的百姓同在，他们就识破他的计谋。神的百姓借着祷告跟警醒，就胜过了仇敌。
They couldn't get through in that way.
他仇敌不能够这样攻进来。
So they changed their strategy.
所以仇敌就变了策略。
Now in chapter 6, the strategy is not force, but subtlety.
第六章不是武力。而是一些的阴谋。
So in chapter 6, in the first part, you have these same people, Sanballat, Tobiah, they make have other attempts.
所以第六章还是那些的人，申巴阿多比亚他们另外一次的攻击。
Read verse 2.
第二节。
Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me harm.
申巴阿和基善就打发人来见我说，请你来，我们在阿诺平原的一个村庄相会，他们却想害我。
This is a very subtle attempt.
这是一个非常阴险的一个攻击。
They asked Nehemiah to come down and to meet with them and have a little fellowship together.
哦，他们叫尼希米下来跟他相会。
In this village in the plain of Ono.
是在阿挪的平原那个地方相会。
Somehow I think it's somewhat sovereign that the Lord put in the name of that village, Ono.
主把这个名字叫做阿诺，就是不要的平原。
So when the enemy comes and tells you, just stop your work for a little while and come down, we'd like to have a little conference.
然后这个仇敌就说你把工作停下来，我们要来谈一下。
You know what the answer should be.
我们知道这个答案应该对他说什么。
God has given us a great work.
神把大功给我们。
This is what Nehemiah said to them.
这是尼希米说。
Verse 3.
第三节。
I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it? And come down to you.
说我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？
I'm doing a great work.
我现在办理大功。
Brothers and sisters, we are doing a great work.
弟兄姊妹，我们在办理大功。
This is the greatest project on the earth today.
这是在地上最大的工程。
This is what God is doing.
这是神所做的。
We're working with Him.
我们与他同工。
I cannot come down.
我不能够下来。
Well, and we cannot leave it.
我们不能停工。
And Nehemiah says, I cannot leave it and come down to you.
说我不能下去，不能停工，下去见你。
Now, who are you?
你是谁？
In comparison with what I'm doing.
与我所做的工相比，你是谁？
Now listen.They sent a letter like that to him four times.
他写了这样的信，写了四封。
They thought they would wear him down by continual attempts.
他想这个一直的来把他烦下来。
Finally, he would reconsider and he'll say, well, maybe, okay, just for a short time I'll come down.
他希望尼希米能够再考虑一下，或者我下来一下吧。
But every time,Nehemiah gives them the same answer.
每一次尼希米都给他们同样的答案。
He didn't need to change his reply. The first reply was adequate.
他不需要改变他的回复，第一个回复已经够了。
Do you remember in the Old Testament, the book of Judges, the story of Samson and Delilah?
你记不记得旧约参孙跟大利拉的故事？
Samson had a secret of his strength.
参孙他能力有一个秘密。
The secret of his strength was his hair, which he had not shaven.
他能力的秘密就是说他的头发没有剪过。
Because he was a Nazarite unto God.
因为他在神面前是拿细耳人。
And Delilah, this evil woman, tried to get Samson to tell her his secret.
大利拉这个阴险的妇人要他说出他的秘密。
And he told her some things which were not true.
他先告诉他一些的假话。
He tried not to tell the secret.
因为他不想把他的秘密告诉他。
But she tried again and again and again.
但是他一次再次的去问参孙。
You know how many times she tried?
你知道他问了多少次?
Four times.
四次。
Just the same.
就像跟旧一样。
And in the fourth time, Samson yielded.
第四次，参孙让步了。
And told her his secret.
告诉了他的秘密。
She wore him down.
他把他烦死了。
He told her the secret of his hair.
他告诉了他头发的秘密。
And she put him to sleep and cut off all his hair.
所以他在睡觉的时候就把他的头发统统剪掉。
And the Philistines came in and put out his eyes and bound him.
你说非利士人来了，挖掉他的眼睛，把他捆绑起来。
But sisters, the enemy would try to wear us down.
你知道，仇敌在这里要把我们弄得烦，弄得累掉。
One, two, three, four times.
一二三四次。
Nehemiah.
你信吗？
Would not fall for it.
他没有在那里退下。
They came back again with another letter.
他又写了一封信。
In which they fully misrepresented Nehemiah.
他在那里实在是诬告了尼希米。
They said he was building the wall to make himself the king.
他说他在那里建造城墙是他自己要做王。
And he had already raised up prophets to cry in Jerusalem, there's a king in Jerusalem.
然后他兴起一些的先知说耶路撒冷要有一个王。
They fully misrepresented him.
他在那里实在是诬告他。
And they said, now let's come together and talk about it.
他说我们要坐下来谈一谈吧。
Nehemiah said, absolutely not.
尼希米说不。
All those things are false. You invented them in your own mind.
那些都是你们捏造出来的。
Don't get involved with the enemy and try to reason about things.
不要跟仇敌在那里讲道理。
Just tell him, that's your problem, not mine.
就告诉他这是你的问题，与我无关。
And then another prayer by Nehemiah.
然后尼希米又有了一个祷告。
In verse 9,
第九节,
they all would have made us afraid,
他们都要使我们惧怕,
saying their hands shall be weakened from the work that it be not done.
意思说他们的手臂软弱以致工作不能成就。
That's exactly what the enemy was trying to do.
这就是仇敌要做的事情。
So he prays, O God, strengthen thou my hands.
所以祷告说神啊求你坚固我的手。
So all the enemy could do was to cause Nehemiah to pray for more strength.
所以你仇敌所能够做的叫尼希米，只能够叫尼希米向神有更多的祷告。
And Nehemiah was stronger than ever.
所以尼希米就更加的刚强。
And then, starting in verse 10,
第十节,
another attempt of the enemy.
哦，仇敌另外的一次的攻击。
Very, very subtle.
非常非常的阴险。
Nehemiah goes to visit one of the Jews who was shut up in his house.
尼希米去看一个犹太人，但是他不给他进门。
Seems like maybe this brother was sick. He needed some encouragement.
可能这个弟兄生病了，他需要一些的鼓舞。
He goes to visit him with a good intention.
所以尼希米好心的去看望他。
And this man says to him, "Look, they're trying to get you to kill you. Let's go into the temple and hide so they can't catch you."
这个人就是说，哦，他们要来杀害你，我们好不好一同藏到圣殿里去
？And verse 11, verse Nehemiah says, "Should such a man as I flee?"
然后尼希米说，像我这样的人岂能逃跑呢
？And who is there, being such as I, who would go into the temple to save his life? I will.
说像我这样的人岂能进入圣殿保存生命呢？我不进去。
Such a man as I.
像我这样的人。
Now, but could we say that?
弟兄姊妹，我们能够这样说吗
？Such a man as I. Actually, I am nothing.
也说我实在是不配。
But I'm for God.
但是我是为了神。
But I'm for His will.
我们是为了他的旨意。
But I want to build His will.The wall according to his will.
我要按照他的旨意来建造城墙。
And if I'm going to die, I'll die on the job.
我死就死在建造上面。
I won't go into the temple.
我不会逃到圣殿里去。
But this is very subtle.
这是非常巧妙的事情。
It seems that this man is saying something very holy. Go into the temple.
好像。到圣殿里去好像是神圣的事情啊。
Yes, I may go into the temple, but not to save my life.
他我不是，我可以到圣殿里去，但是我不是去逃命的。
Nehemiah discerned what was happening.
因为尼希米能够分辨出什么事情发生。
He refused the temptation.
他那里拒绝了一切的试探。
after he resisted the temptation, then he realized. Verse 12, it says, And I discerned, and lo, God had not sent him.
哦，当他拒绝了试探以后，他说：“我看明神没有差遣他。”
And sisters, here mainly, it's after we resist the temptation that we discern the real situation.
弟兄姊妹，我们首先是先回拒了这些的试探，然后我们才看明了这个事情。
And Nehemiah found out this man had been hired by Sanballat.
我们要尼西米就看到原来这个人是申巴拉所请来的人。
So that Nehemiah would be afraid and do that and cause reproach against God's people.
然后尼西米如果这样惧怕了的话，就给神的百姓带来难处。
And then Nehemiah prays again.
尼西米就再一次来这里祷告。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
He commits it all into the Lord's hands.
他把这一切都交在神的手中。
He's always habitually praying to the Lord.
他在那里惯性的向神来祷告。
Then you have now the final victory in verses 15 and 16.
然后有最后的胜利。
Let's read these two verses all together.
我们一起来读十五十六节。
So the wall was finished in the 25th day,
共修了52天。我们一切仇敌、四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这功完成是出乎我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.
The wall was finished.
城墙修完了。
They finished the whole thing.
他们完成了。
Around the whole city.
哦，能够把整个的城都围起来。
In 52 days.
用了52天。
Now that's less than 2 months, brothers.
这是没有到两个月。
It took 22 years to build the house of God.
用了22年来建神的殿。
But only 52 days to build the wall.
52天来修完城墙。
And now,It says that all the nations, all those enemies who are around about us feared.
你就这里说到一切四围的外邦人听见都惧怕。
Now it's time for them to fear.
现在是他们惧怕的时候。
And they were much cast down in their own eyes.
然后他们愁眉不展。
And they perceived that this work was wrought of our God.
他们也看到这是出乎神的工作。
God was with them.
神与他们同在。
God strengthened them to finish what they began.
神加他们的力量从头到结束。
What a tremendous victory.
这是何等的得胜。
The Lord is with us to finish, brothers and sisters.
神与我们同在来完成。
Let us run the race and finish the course.
叫我们在这里跑完这一段的路程。
God is especially looking at how we finish.
今天神特别在这里等候看我们怎么样来跑完这条路。
May we all finish well.
愿我们都能够跑得好。
And continue to build until the wall is finished.
让我们继续的建造直到城墙建完。
To do our part.
做成我们这一份。
I'd like to cover the first part of chapter 7, but due to the time, I think we're stopping.
我本来想提到第七章，但是时间到了，我们只能停下。
You can read by yourself later on chapter 7.Verses 1 through 5.
你可以等一下自己读七章一到五节。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Lord, how we worship you that you have won the victory.
主啊，我们要何等的来敬拜你，因为你已经得胜。
Thank you, you have finished the work.
感谢主，你已经完成了你的功。
Amen. Thank you, you're with us and you're in us.
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，你与我们同在，你又在我们的里面。
So that we may fully accomplish our ministry and do your will.
所以我们能够完成我们的职事，做成你的旨意。
We trust in you, dear Lord.
主啊，我们信靠你。
We do not fear.
我们没有惧怕。
We give you praise.
我们感谢赞美你。
And we believe that you will be with us to the end.
我们相信你与我们同在，直到末终。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.